SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, some 3,000 patrons expected for the 2016 Reggae Marathon. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
About 3,000 competitors from more than 35 countries are expected to participate in the 16th staging of the Reggae Marathon, Half Marathon and 10K slated for December 3 in Negril. The event is being organized by the Jam Damas Running Club of Kingston in partnership with the Jamaica Tourist Board, the Ministry of Health and the Negril Chapter of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, among others. The pre-event will feature a pasta party at the couple's swept away sports complex on December 2 and a finish line beach bash after the race. Race director Alfred Frano Francis has a bit of advice for patrons.
We encourage participants to register early. Registering early leads to better preparedness.
On-time registration ends November 28. He also gave a breakdown of registration costs.
For the marathon, it's $7,000 Jamaican dollars. For the half, it's $6,000 Jamaican dollars. And for the 10K, it's $5,000 Jamaican dollars. That's a highly subsidized rate because the U.S. equivalent is almost double.
Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett notes the value of the annual event on the tourism product, which also enables participants to give back to society.
Marathons have become a tool for social intervention, giving back. And that is why it is particularly attractive to that demographic, where the millennials are about giving back. And so marathons are going to be very important to us in enabling that vehicle for giving back and participation in public good activities.
Runners will vie for more than $10,000 in prize money and the Bob Marley and Rita Marley trophies for the male and female winners. The male Reggae Marathon winner will also be sponsored to participate in an event in Japan coming up in March 2017. This forms part of an agreement between the Westmoreland Parish Council and its counterpart in Japan. Races begin and end at Long Bay Beach Park in Negril. Start time is 5:15 a.m. The first goal of Vision 2030 is for all Jamaicans to be empowered to achieve their fullest potential. And the first outcome of this goal is for us to have a healthy and stable population. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was a child, my father had a big bottle into a bamboo wish and called it Dimijan. And the man boiled chain root, strong bark, mother Webley, sassy perla. They boiled up those, called it roots. And they put it into that Dimijan back and dig a big hole in the ground and put it, and so then put it here to cure it. And we had plenty command fowl and a beefy fowl egg and mix it with the wine and nutton egg and vanilla, and sometimes they use the goat milk and call it draught, and we drink it.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.